Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Fall fertilizer season is getting closer. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kara Hart has more on this.
Before you make a fertilizer purchase, nutrients, senior agronomist Alan Blaylock says, know what your fields need. Test the soils right after the combine goes through the field.
There are many things to consider, and obviously a key part of that fall fertilizer program is that soil test. Take a look at your soil test. Know what you need to apply. And especially in these times of high prices, you don't want to apply something that's not needed. So that soil test is a great indicator of where there is need and where there may not be need.
The timing of fall fertilizer application, especially nitrogen, will be important.
Because nitrogen can be susceptible to overwinter or early spring losses if we have wet conditions. And so we want to apply our nitrogen fertilizer late after the soil is cold. And basically what that does is reduce the transformation of ammonium nitrogen to nitrate, nitrate being much more susceptible to leaching or denitrification losses in wet conditions.
Blaylock says ESN may be a good option for farmers.
Evaluated ESN in several different environments for fall applications, and certainly there are some environments where it has worked very well and some environments where we would discourage its use in the fall. But if, for example, fall nitrogen is a generally acceptable practice, fall anhydrous with N-SURF, then those conditions would also be conducive to the use of ESN in the fall. And ESN protects the nitrogen over winter because it's the release of nitrogen from ESN is based on soil temperature. So in cold conditions, the nitrogen stays encapsulated in ESN's protective coating, so that it's not released until soil's warm again in the spring.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.
Sweet Check Markets this morning. We have Minneapolis wheat.